Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hello and happy holidays, Easy Organic Gardening listeners. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. It's my pleasure to extend a happy, easy organic gardening salute to each of you. My guest this hour is author, blogger, and gardening expert Amy Andrikiewicz. Before I ask Amy to join me, I have a few announcements. First of all, if you've not received a free copy of the Arbico Organics Winter Catalog, you can do so by going to www.arbico-organics.com. That's ARBICO-organics with an S. Or you can give us a call at 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS. This catalog has what you need to extend the season of your garden, including indoor pest controls, indoor composting, vermiculture, seed germination tools, winter plant protection, and much more. There's a $10 off coupon on the back that you can use towards your next purchase. So be sure and get your Arbico Organics free winter catalog. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics face page. We love it when you like us. And you should be on the lookout for sales and other special promotions there. And you can follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I'm going to tell you about my guest. Amy Andrikiewicz lives and gardens in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She's been gardening most of her life, acquiring the passion for outdoor gardening from her dad and the passion for indoor gardening and houseplants from her mom. She loves all types of gardening, indoor and outdoor, including perennials, annuals, tropicals, vegetables, houseplants, succulents, and even water gardening. She loves it all. During the long winter months, she turns to indoor gardening, tending to her large collection of houseplants, succulents, and tropical plants. Even though it's a lot of work, she loves being surrounded by green foliage and blooming plants year-round, especially during the long Midwest winters. She's an active blogger, and her website, Get Busy Gardening, focuses on do-it-yourself gardening for the beginner on a budget. She enjoys sharing tips and ideas on all things gardening, including indoor and outdoor gardening, pest control, seeds, bulbs, and garden maintenance. And she recently released her first ebook entitled Winter Houseplant Care, Keeping Indoor Plants Alive When It's Freezing Outside. And now I would like to ask Amy Andrikiewicz to join me. Hi, Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing pretty darn good. Here in Tucson, it's always warm. We've had a little bout of cold weather, which for us means, oh my gosh, we may have to put on the sweater. So we're just doing great. I mean, you just look out the window here where I'm for my studio, and I mean, it's just beautiful mountains that have a little frosting, if you will, of snow, because we had a lot of cold weather this week. And by cold weather, like I said, that means, you know, where we actually get down into the low 30s. But then during the end of the day, you know, the higher part of the day, we're up in the 60s. So that's like really cold for us. But anyway, I want to know a little bit about you. What was it that inspired you so much about gardening? I know your parents had a lot to do with it, but tell us a little bit about your background. You do so many things. So before we start asking about the website and blogging and stuff, tell us about you.
Okay, well, I was born and raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and so, my dad had outdoor gardening, and my mom did the indoor gardening, so I always loved helping them with that. And then, through the college years, I always was having, starting seeds in pots and growing stuff wherever I could, indoors and out on, you know, patios or balconies or whatever. And then when I got my first house, that was, you know, right away, as I was looking for houses, I had to make sure the yard had space for the gardens. And, you know, as I got older, my passion just grew. And the more gardens I had, the more gardening I did, the more passionate I got about it. So it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and we're so glad that you are doing what you're doing. In particular, this amazing website, getbusygardening.com. I love the name. And what catalyzed you to put that together for us?
Well, I started the blog 5 years ago just because I recognized that I was having a lot of the same questions from friends and family members, and I thought, okay, well, instead of keeping repeating myself answering these questions, maybe I should start writing this stuff down. And I thought, oh, maybe I'll start a blog and I'll use it as a way to share tips and ideas with my friends and family and that kind of of a personal journal almost when it first started out, and then it just grew from there, and I really love writing too, so it's kind of my two passions blended together there. So
well, you know, we need more websites like yours. I love the title Get Busy Gardening, because that's exactly my mantra: get busy gardening, for heaven's sakes, because it makes you feel so good. And we have the ability to eat our own food that we've produced that tastes so good. And there's just that other part, that spiritual part of gardening, that just makes us feel so good. So it is a beautiful website. Listeners, take a moment to go to the website, getbusygardening.com, and you can even see a picture of Amy. Amy, you are one beautiful girl, so nice that you have your picture there. But anyway, let's just talk a little bit. This blogging, you talked a little bit about how you started, tell us, you know, I mean, blogging is something that's fairly new over the last, I'd say, the last 10, 15 years, and it's just such a great way to get information out to people. And as you said, so you don't have to repeat yourself over and over again, that what you're writing is valuable, and it's a way for people to figure out how to have their questions answered, particularly about gardening. And so what was it that made you just catalyze on get?
Are you still there? Okay. I thought for a second my phone cut out. Again, had a little drop there. My equipment just isn't quite up to par today. Don't know what it is, but you know how it is with live radio. So we're just going to go be a phone to phone. But anyway, my question, I apologize. My question was this do-it-yourself, sorry, getbusygardening.com. How quickly, we've got about a minute. Tell us how you came up with that name. Getbusygardening.com. It's sort of a weird one, but I really love the movie Shawshank Redemption, and the saying "Get busy living" or "Get busy dying" was just kind of something that always resonated with me. And when I was coming up with names, I wrote a ton of them down on paper, and that one just kind of popped out. And I thought, oh, get busy gardening, that's kind of fun, and it has exclamation point on the end there. Like you said, get out there and get busy gardening.
I love it. So What I want to say is, for those of you who are listening, do go to the website, because it is spectacularly laid out, and I'll tell you, it's got everything that you need, and it's The colors are lovely, and it's meant for gardeners of all type, but mainly for those of us who want to save money and do it ourselves. We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to bring Andrea Wicks back with us, and she's going to talk to us about some of her knowledge when it comes to gardening. So don't go away. We're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. And with me is my guest, Amy Andrikiewicz. She is a blogger. She's an author. She's a gardener. And she's so much more. She has put together a wonderful, wonderful website, which I hope all of you can take a chance to get at, take a view of it. It's called GetBusyGardening.com. Welcome back, Amy. So,
thank you.
Let's talk about, hey, you know, I love that you focused on do-it-yourself to the beginner on a budget. Tell us a little bit about that, which I think is so important because so many of us are on a budget and we get a little overwhelmed. We can get a little overwhelmed trying to figure out, you know, how to get started. So tell us about that.
Oh, well, yeah. My biggest concern when I first started gardening on my own in my first house was that I had no money, of course, to shop for. And then when I started thinking of what I wanted the theme for my blog to be and what I wanted to focus on and what I was really writing about, even before I thought about that, was all DIY, you know, on a budget because that's what I do, in my own garden, you know, and gardening doesn't have to be expensive. And I always am trying to find ways to make it less expensive myself. And I try to share, you know, and then share those tips and ideas with my readers. So.
Which is really lovely. You've done such a nice job on the website. I know that you have lots of projects. Tell us about one of your do-it-yourself projects.
Oh, well, my favorite, my most popular DIY project was my squash arch. I like growing stuff. I have my vegetable garden plot is pretty small, and so I try to grow as much as I can vertically. And so a couple of years ago, I saw a garden, you know, I was driving by and I saw garden arts, and I was in the back of my mind trying to think of where I was going to grow my squash on this year. And I saw this arch and I thought, oh, I could grow it on a squash on an arch would be gorgeous. And so I decided to try to make my own arch out of some flexible piping and some fencing. And I put that together and showed pictures, and that went viral. And I ended up putting plans together for that to share out with people.
So, you know, this is the greatest thing. You can take something that often people can say, oh, well, you know, it might be even garbage, but you can take it and make it into something so pretty that really makes a difference. You know, I know a lot of we've had one gentleman on the show who just talked about he would, you know, go to the junkyard and literally just collect all sorts of strange looking things, pieces of glass and like you said, some old trellises, stuff like that. And it was amazing what he could put together in his garden. Just beautiful, because it's nice to have those little accoutrements in the garden. And
Yeah,
what about gardening on a budget? What are some of your favorite tips?
Well, so I'm always talking about, and gardeners are really really good at sharing. They love to share their gardens with other people and their plants with other people. And so the first garden that I put in my backyard, all plants from my dad's garden, of course, because as gardeners, as your garden matures, you're always you're having to divide plants and you can't give them away fast enough, right? So as a beginner on a budget, definitely making, you know, friends with neighbors and family members that have gardens is a really great way to, you know, be able to get some plants from them. And then once your garden starts to mature, you can, you know, swap plants with other people. That's one big one. And then, of course, growing stuff from seeds. You know, I grow almost all of my vegetables from seeds, and a lot of those seeds I collect every fall, so I never buy seeds. I hardly buy seeds for my vegetable garden. I'm always just collecting them and then growing them every year. So those are two huge ways that I save money in the garden. So
really, you do. And now there's seed banks. You can actually have seed libraries where you don't even have to pay to buy seeds. Like you say, there's seed exchanges, seed saving clubs. And one of my big ways to save, you know, I love just good old-fashioned compost and worm castings that you can create in your own home. Just with the leftover food that we don't eat, we can compost that. And, of course, that becomes virtually our free fertilizer.
Right, yes. Yes, definitely a compost bin is a must.
Oh, without a doubt. And, I mean, I don't know how I don't know how we do it without compost. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just, it's so, it makes me feel so good that I don't throw anything away. You know, whatever I could tell you the truth, I kind of ridiculously pamper my earthworms. I've got a vermiculture kit that I've had for quite a while and I love, and, you know, but it makes me feel so good that nothing gets wasted in my house. And, you know, there's something to be said about that. You know, I always feel a big ouch when I go places where people aren't able to recycle and everything goes into one big bin and you're like, oh, you know, what a shame. I'm wasting all this good stuff. So, I mean, you're right. The idea of connecting with people that want to share plants, it's so important, and it doesn't have to be expensive. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, since we're talking about a budget and doing it ourselves, you have a whole section on the website on cost savings of growing our own food. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's always a fun thing that I do. I started that tradition a couple of years ago. I decided, a lot of my readers, a lot of the things I hear over and over again is people that are just wanting to start a garden, that they're, you know, keeping the budget is keeping them from starting their gardens. And, you know, this is kind of why I got on the budget-wise as well, is to show people, don't be intimidated. Gardening doesn't have to be expensive. And what was the question again?
No, we were just talking about this whole idea of why, you know, and how we can save money when it comes to gardening and the cost savings of growing our own food. I mean, you and I both know that, put the cost stuff aside, the taste, people don't seem to understand that unless you've grown your own food, how delicious it tastes. It's incomparable to anything you can buy. And even if you buy quote-unquote organic, you know, Whole Foods and other places, it just doesn't taste the same because it's not grown the same. So right there, forget the cost savings. What about the taste savings? But tell us about cost savings, because I know you've got a whole section there, and it's something that people really need to know about.
Yeah, and so what I was saying about the, you know, tying into the whole doesn't have to be expensive thing. So I decided to start tracking how much food I was harvesting out of my garden. And like I said, my garden isn't huge. It's about 18 by 20. I mean, it's larger than some people's gardens, but I have other spaces. You know, I do stuff in pots and stuff too. So I started tracking all of the food that I was growing in my garden. And I have a kitchen scale that I weigh everything on, and I keep a spreadsheet, and all through the growing season I harvest. I weigh everything and I write it all down, and then I take that list to the grocery store and I see how much money it would cost if I were to buy all of those green beans and all of those cucumbers and tomatoes at the store. And then I put it all into a spreadsheet to show here's how many pounds.
Which is amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. I'm going to cut you off because we've got to take a quick break. But I want everybody to take a look at that on the website, because that is really cool what you can get. We're going to break for those of you listening. Grab a snack and come on back. We'll be right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera-Day-Fry. And with me is the lovely Amy Andrikiewicz, author, blogger, and gardening expert. Welcome back, Amy. And you know what? I got so excited in our topic. I lost track of the time, and I asked you a pretty loaded question and something that I want everybody to take a look at on your Get Busy Gardening website, where you actually, first of all, you show all your produce and you show you weighing it, and then you show the difference between if you grow it yourself and if you were to go out and buy it. And not only that, but your website is just absolutely gorgeous. But here's a good example, beans. If you went to buy, in this case, here was your breakdown. You said 22.91 total pounds of beans, price per pound, $1.88. The cost savings was $43.06. And it went on and on and on. Zucchini, $13.31, $13.31 pounds at $1.59 and a $21.17 savings. And this is amazing. Salad greens, $109 in savings. Mike, what are you going to do with all that money?
I put it in the garden for next year.
That's right.
I'm saving up for a patio for the backyard. So.
Good girl. Well, this whole section, it says the cost savings of growing food And it's just beautifully illustrated. And folks, you really need to take a look at this website, because she's got some amazing things of all the stuff she grew. And if you don't leave inspired after seeing that, I just don't know, because you've re-inspired me, Amy. I've been battling. I don't want to say battling, but I've been having a little bit of an issue with gophers in my garden for many, 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 many years. I had the perfect, and then all of a sudden in moved gophers, and so I'm having to rethink everything. I'm sure you have compassion for, you understand. Say, one of the other things that I really like is you have this 4x4 foot garden that you talk about, and tell us a little bit about that, because that's another, this is sort of the get out of jail card in many ways. The way I think about it, it's like, if you can put 4x4 feet away, you can have the most amazing garden. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, you really don't need a lot of space to grow some foods. I mean, especially like I said before, if you plan out what you're growing, you can certainly grow. There's a lot of things you can grow vertically, so you really don't need a ton of space to grow a lot of food. That's the lesson is working with your space and knowing what foods to grow. I mean, if you have a 4x4 garden, you're not going to want to just grow squash that takes over the whole garden, right? I mean, you want to control it and put in some tomato plants as well, and whatever else you want to grow. So
exactly. And a lot of people start off with, you know, what I call a lasagna garden or pizza garden. I mean, they have the herbs, the tomatoes, the peppers, maybe a squash plant, but that's, you know, just to get started. And once you get going, I mean, it's infectious. It's viral. You can't stop it.
Yeah.
One of the things that people, at least myself in particular, I'm always interested in low-light indoor houseplants. You have a section on your website that talks about 20 low-light indoor plants. Tell us about that.
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges of growing plants inside your average home is that most houses don't have all full sun rooms. And one of the questions I get asked a lot about houseplants is, well, I don't have any sun in my house. What houseplants can I grow in the low light conditions? And so that's where this post came from, is I just brainstormed and thought, you know, here's some easy care houseplants that are easy to find and grow just, you know, in low light conditions, and they grow just fine. And I think that's, like I said, people want to grow houseplants. They love having green in their house, but I don't have a south-facing window. And I just want everybody to know that you still can grow houseplants even if you don't have a sunny window to put them in. So that's where that post came from.
And you've got the pictures are gorgeous. Say you have lucky bamboo, philodendrons, the prayer plant, cast iron plant, corn plant, snake plant. These are all the ones that I grow in my home. Also, even though I live in Arizona where there's a ton of light, there are other places in my home that don't have a lot of light. And these guys, spider plants, I mean, you have to work very hard to kill some of these guys.
Yes.
Wandering too. These are great plants to grow. And, you know, they're, not only do they brighten the room, but they also help with odor control. And, you know, it's just, there's so many benefits to having green, healthy plants in your home. I just started growing orchids. And so that's been quite an interesting experience. In my case, I tend to want to overwater everything. So I'm learning about that. That you can't overwater an orchid or it will die on you. Having had the experience. So tell us about your amazing, you've got a short growing season in Minnesota, and you are busy all year round. What do you do to keep busy in the winter months? I think this is something that a lot of our listeners are going to be interested in, because I think a lot of people just give up. They go, oh, it's too cold, forget it. And that's not necessarily accurate, is it?
Well, no. I mean, there's certainly things that you could do to extend. I do a lot of season extending, growing, you know, extend the season with. I have a hoop house, greenhouse out there, and some cold frames and things like that. That I grow stuff well into December here. You guys don't have to worry about that there, but we here in Minnesota, we definitely can't
you have to have stuff growing outside in the wintertime without protection. So that's a big thing. And then also I keep busy with my indoor plants and indoor gardening. That's what I do during the darkest, coldest months when even my cold springs can't keep my my outside stuff alive. So that's the fun. That's why I love indoor plants too, because it just keeps me busy through the winter.
Talk to us about you have a whole section on just winter gardening. And one of the things that I love about the website, I want to remind people, Get Busy Gardening, it should be Get Busy Gardening exclamation point. you talk about winter sowing seeds. And I love this section. You say, I've always been really good about sharing my winter sowing status with you guys, but this year I've been a bit lazy. Well, not really lazy. I just focused on the things. Anyway, you have a whole section there on winter sowing seeds. Give us an update on that.
Oh, so seeds, that's another great way also to keep busy during the winter is I start seeds. And most seeds, if you start them indoors here in Minnesota, we wouldn't be starting them until February or March. But with the winter sowing method, we can start seeds outside, you know, in December and January. We can start putting our seed containers outside in milk jugs, which act like little greenhouses. So then in the spring, when it starts to warm up, the seeds will start growing in those containers. And then they're a lot hardier. You don't have to worry about hardening them off. And you can put them directly into the garden from the winter sowing containers. And that's something that, depending on the weather, I'll start that usually in January because it's a little too warm here in December still. But January, okay, February, I'm definitely busy sowing seeds and winter sowing seeds.
I'm pretty amazed. Broccoli, kohlrabi, white, purple, Chinese kale, red Russian kale, rutabaga, Brussels sprouts, marigolds, snapdragons. And you've got some amazing pictures of how you have to, you see the planting medium, and then you see the milk jugs and then other plastic containers sitting on the snow. That's fantastic. I love it. Good for you. That is the coolest thing ever. So we've got about 10 seconds. When we come back from the break, I think we should take a few minutes and have you tell us about your new ebook, because I think this is something everybody should get their hands on right away. So we're coming right back. For those of you who are listening, take a little break. That's great. We're coming right back, so don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected tested hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, which stands for Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. And with me this hour is the lovely Amy Andrikiewicz. She is an active blogger, and her website, Get Busy Gardening, focuses on do-it-yourself gardening for the beginner on a budget. So be sure you go to her website, getbusygardening.com. Welcome back, Amy.
Oh, thanks.
It's our last segment, and boy, the more I see your website, the more excited I get. I just love what you put together. And let's talk about this, this new book that you've written, Winter Houseplant Care. It's beautifully illustrated, and, you know, it's something, keeping indoor plants alive when it's freezing outside. We all need that. Tell us about your book. How can we purchase it, et cetera?
Well, the book is, as the title says, and the reason, I mean, it's on my blog, how you can purchase it. You can go to the blog, and in the right hand, getbusygardening.com, and in the right hand column, there's a picture of the book that you can click on that, and that'll take you to a page where you can purchase the book.
Well, I think you made it so easy for us, and that's one of the things that I love about the website. You have, you know, winter gardening, indoor gardening, seeds, pest control, garden planning, and do-it-yourself, and very beautifully illustrated. You know, this is a one-stop website, in my opinion. It really is just beautifully put together, and my hat's off to you. Thank you so much for all this hard
work
that you've done, and I know it just keeps going on and on, right?
Yep. I'm constantly adding new content, so, yep.
I am so happy that you are. You know, that's the thing that when I think about, you know, 10 years ago, I mean,
get lost so much of our knowledge. Just how do we save a seed? And, you know, a lot of people forgot how to garden. And for all the reasons, what doesn't really matter, but the point is that it's good people like you who are making sure that we are not forgetting how to garden and that we're able to partake of not just what it is that we harvest, but all the other intangibles of gardening that you can't describe, that are what makes you just feel so happy and full of the goodness of nature. So let's talk a little bit in this last segment, if you would, a couple of things. One is, what's the number one thing that you think every gardener needs to be growing in their garden this coming year?
Well, absolutely. The number one thing everybody should grow in their garden is food. I'm a strong believer of that. And there's, you know, even if you just have part shade in your garden, you can still grow food. You don't need a full sunny plot to be able to grow food. And like you said, I mean, it's just so rewarding. And, you know, the cost savings of growing your own food and the flavor of it and how it just tastes so much better and it's so much healthier for you. So, I think, you know, once people start seeing that they're getting food and that they're able to have salads or, you know, fresh tomatoes and cucumbers, and it's not that hard, and, you know, they'll be hooked.
They will. And one of the things that I love is this section that you have on garden planning. You've got all kinds of options, 15 colorful plants for shade gardens, how to prepare a new garden bed for planting, 1 and 2, and, you know, your garden reflection. These are beautiful pictures and very inspiring to anybody that, you know, whether you are a gardener already, or you're just starting to be a gardener. Tell us about, do you grow food in the wintertime? I mean, as part of your indoor container gardening?
You know, we have done some food. Mostly I just do houseplants through the winter just because I sometimes enjoy having a little bit of a break from the garden for a couple of months. But we have done hydroponics before, where we've grown some pepper plants in the hydroponic it's got the liquid and the fertilizers right in the liquid, and you don't need dirt or anything. And that's been pretty successful for us. We had the same plant growing for, you know, 4 years, and it got really big, and we got lots of peppers off of that. Sometimes I you know, do microgreens, and I grow sprouts and stuff during the wintertime for that fresh greens added to my salads and things like that to spice them up. So those are the fun, easy things that I like to do inside too in the wintertime. So
you never stop gardening, totally. Mm-hmm. No, it's so fun just to grow the herbs, if nothing else. I mean, last night, it was, I'm going to say it got down to maybe 37, and my husband went out, and we lifted up the Harvest Guard Rime that we cover all of our plants with, and there underneath of it, of course, we have a few basil plants, and snip, and it was just delicious in our salad, you know, felt like summertime.
Yeah.
So it's so nice. Now that's outside. These are containers. They're outside on our patio, so they're fairly protected. And then we also have things in the house as well. But right now, you know, that was just where we went last night. And I thought, you know, we're so lucky to just have that. It makes me, you know, something about growing something makes you feel so good.
Yeah, especially when you can eat it.
What is that? Anyway, so let's talk a little bit now. You know, you're passionate about gardening. What are the things that you're most concerned when it comes to gardening, when it comes to growing, when it comes to food? What are the things that you want people to know about?
Well, I mean, definitely using chemicals in the garden, and especially pesticides. They're so harmful to the environment, and it just really has, I mean, not only is it unhealthy for us to eat those chemicals, but when you try to use pesticides to kill bad bugs, you are also killing all of the beneficial insects and and it just has this ripple effect that people don't understand. Because if you have bugs in your garden, that's a good thing. You don't want to kill all the bugs in your garden. There's a few that are bad bugs that we want to fight, and we want to try to fight those organically, or invite the beneficial predators in to fight those battles for us. And once you have a balanced garden, no chemicals are needed. You don't need to use any chemical fertilizers or pesticides or any of those harmful chemicals. And so we're eating very, you know, fresh, whole, real foods out of our garden. And that I think is my number one thing for sure.
I'm right there with you. We spent, you know, our entire, this has been our life business, helping people vote with their dollars to make other choices other than poisonous choices. And I in no way want to judge anybody for having made those choices, because often they didn't know about the alternatives. Yet that's something that's really important to us, that, you know, growing something and with poisons and then ingesting it just makes no sense at all. I think one of the biggest issues that people are concerned about are weeds. And what do you do for weeds?
I use the layer method, and I keep just layering on the different organic materials from my yard. So in the fall, when we rake the leaves, all of the leaves, even the neighbor's leaves, they give me their leaves. I put those in my garden. I pile those on, and then in the spring, after I plant everything, I put a nice thick layer of straw down in my garden, and I hardly have problems with weeds. And if I do, and there are some really tough weeds that come up, I'll put down a thick layer of newspaper or cardboard and then put, you know, organic materials over the top of that, and it'll all break down and kill those weeds underneath. So it's all about staying on top of the weeds and keeping the soil, you know, layered and covered so those weeds can't grow. So that makes it a lot easier, I'll tell you that much.
That's a great tip. We've got about 30 seconds. What is your message to our listeners today?
Just get out there and get busy gardening. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be scary. Just plant a seed and watch it grow, and you'll be hooked.
Well, you've inspired me, that's for sure. Plant the seed and watch it grow. And I love your weed tips. And for everybody who's listening, please, please take a moment to go to this amazing website, getbusygardening.com, and be sure you order the new ebook that Amy Endrickowitz has just put out. It's called Winter House Plant Care, Keeping Indoor Plants Alive When It's Freezing Outside. Thank you so much, Amy, for joining me. You are amazing. Let's make sure we keep in touch. And I'm just so, so happy to have had you on the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
You bet. And for those of you who are listening, next week we'll have another amazing, wonderful, elegant guest. Please have a wonderful holiday, and I look forward to being with you again real soon in the new year. This is Sherry Herrera-Desai for the Easy Organic Gardener.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbs.
herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.